This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept. This call may be recorded.
Hi.
Hey, Mommy.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you?
Hanging in there.
Good.
A little stressed out.
Yeah?
I'm just called.
Oh. What'd you tell her?
She's trying to figure out if she needs to extend my stay here again.
What'd you tell her?
Told her I didn't know. Supposed to be moving out on Saturday as it is now.
Okay.
She wants me to come up there.
Okay.
Or to go on a vacation.
What?
Or to take one of my friends from here on a vacation with me.
What?
I don't know. Or stay here, obviously, if that's what I need, and I don't know if it's...
Is there a specific friend she was wanting to take?
No.
You think she was offering to bring a friend to make it appealing to you?
I think it's just me and the friend.
Oh, she wasn't going to go with you?
Jeff. I don't think so. Maybe Jeff would.
Oh, okay. So she was thinking that if she's spending the money just so that you could have a little extra time to get your head clear.
Maybe that is what she's thinking, that I don't think that would help.
But do you think that's what she's after?
I think she just thinks that when I leave here, I'm not going to be ready to...
Oh, to go back to work. But she was trying to get you to go to her house, and you were just telling her no? Is that why she had to sweeten the deal with the vacation?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, I told her that I didn't know that I could do that or something without going to her house.
Without what?
I told her I didn't know that I could do that when she said I should need to come up to her house.
Oh. But you trust her?
No.
She put something on your Facebook page?
She put something on my Facebook?
Yeah, it says, my promise to my children. As long as I live, I am your parent first, your friend second. I will stalk you, flip out on you, lecture you, drive you insane, be your worst nightmare, and hunt you down, hunt you down like a bloodhound when needed, because I love you. When you understand that, I will know you are a responsible adult. You will never find someone who loves, prays, cares, and worries about you more than I do. If you don't hate me once in your life, I'm not doing my job properly. And it says, yep, need to find, right, Dustin and Madison?
That's sick.
I just need you to know, I would never do that to any of my children. It is extremely sick. I mean, she didn't write that. She was reposting, but still. I don't see that and relate to it as a mom at all.
No, me either.
I would not do that to my children. I wouldn't do that to them as 2-year-olds or 10-year-olds or 35-year-olds.
I agree with you. What's up, lovebirds? Sam, are you leaving? Oh, man. Okay. Okay, I won't steal them from you now, then. All right. Have a good evening, guys. Sorry, Mama.
Does it upset you that I said that about your mom, though?
No.
Okay.
We have never not been on the same page about her.
Well, I've always really tried to, like, defend her to you, and I've always tried to encourage you to see, like, her good parts and to overlook her bad parts, and I feel weird about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's always been easy for me to say how she's affecting my children, because that's my job to, like, you know, manage my children's relationships. It's not really my place to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, to come between you and her. That's not... I feel uncomfortable about that. But at the same time, the way this money is all happening and the amount of power and control she's getting over you is just worries me for you.
No. Sorry, but I don't know. I feel weird about this whole thing, too, but she's going to ask me if I need to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell her.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what your aftercare plan is?
Not really. I mean, I know that they've got me lined up with a
therapist and a psychiatrist or whatever.
And do you know who the therapist?
Oh, sweet. Good job.
I don't know who it is. It's not even a person. It's just a place.
Okay. And so is it Jacksonville or Yulee or Fernandina?
Jacksonville.
Okay. Both, like the psychiatrist and the therapist?
Yeah, the Megan, who's the medicine one, whatever that is here, says that she knows a version of that at Baptist NASA that she really likes and thinks I would get along with. So I might do that.
A psychiatrist?
Yeah.
In Fernandina?
Yeah.
Okay. But then your therapist would still be in Jax?
Correct.
And what's your therapist's license?
I honestly have no idea.
And who's paying for that?
I assumed me, but I don't know. I can ask Mom about it, but she's taken. They do like sliding scale stuff, so I don't know how much it is. But I would think $100 a week would be.
You're just guessing, though. You haven't been given any information.
No.
And your aftercare coordinator didn't do anything to verify that the person they were getting was in your price range?
I guess not.
And how are you feeling?
Terrible. He's going to double my antidepressants in the morning.
Oh, wow. So you switched to the Prozac?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't. I can't promise that I'm going to get out of here and be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stay here forever.
Okay.
I don't know what to do, basically.
Okay. Do you trust me?
Yes.
That's really hard for me to understand.
I guess when I say that, I trust you as somebody who, my wife, but doesn't want to be.
Well, that's confusing to me. Because I would think that if you know me, then your perception would be that I want to be your wife. And as such, I self-sacrificially have your best interests at heart. And I can see that...
I'm believing.
Huh? Yeah, I feel like you don't... I feel like you don't believe that, though, when I file for divorce. Like, you put up such a, like, finger-pointing about everything. Like, everything's everybody else's fault. You know what I mean? Like, a lack of, like, the normal level of awareness that... that your behavior was
emotional and psychological issues that
what?
I'm choosing to trust you. Choosing.
But what did you just say?
I said that I'm having severe emotional and psychological issues, and I think that's evident that I'm staying in a residential place where they take care of me like a baby. So I'm choosing to trust you. I don't have any judgment or autonomy or anything remotely even capable of that.
Yeah.
That you are my wife. I believe that God put us together. And I believe that you believe in doing the right thing, and I believe that I am incapable of doing this without help. And you're the person who is supposed to help me, and I'm trusting that you will.
I think maybe you're perceiving your emotional I guess that's not fair. You probably know that your problem started kind of a long time ago, right?
Yes.
Like, it's not really just that you're not able to plan ahead in terms of, like, where to live next week or how to pay the bills. It's like all last year, when you were missing all those payments and paying all those late fees, even though you had money in the bank, like, something's already off.
I know that.
But when people tried to...
I don't know what's wrong with
me. Right, but when people were trying to help you, you didn't have this sense of humility that you're claiming to have right now. And for some reason, you've put up this, like, counterattack against anyone who did try to help you. You know what I mean?
Anybody.
Well, I know, but have you ever stopped to try to imagine that you, like, actually did listen to other people's counsel instead of waste energy trying to convince everybody that you did? Can you imagine what if you actually did?
Thinking that I don't have regrets about not listening?
Well, yeah, because, like, today I was able to tell you very clearly how you weren't respecting my communication boundaries when you stalked me down that hallway. That's not really something that's, you know what I mean? Like, to try to paint yourself in that scenario as respecting my communication boundaries, you know, is not reasonable. It's not, it's not rational. There's not anybody who could look at our communications from September through December and then say that it made sense for you to not message me through our family wizard, and it made sense for you to make it where I couldn't leave the nursery to get back to my seat so that you could use an angry tone of voice to accuse me of being with a man and demand to know who it was. Like, on a very objective level, I know that you're capable of seeing that you were definitely not respecting communication boundaries.
You're right, I'm sorry.
But you're still, like, able to put a lot of energy into twisting and manipulating the situation to have a 20-minute argument over something that is just clear as day. And that's like a for example. That's not the only thing today on this Monday. Like, that's not the only thing that you did that with. There's plenty of things today where it was clear that you were not heeding the counsel of wise men and were instead doing things that were pretty destructive and abusive to your wife. But you're wanting to argue that you did everything you were told and that somehow they're the dysfunctional ones with poor judgment. So it's just really, it's confusing for me because you're at this point where you can say, like, I know that there was something going on psychologically and emotionally, you know, way back before. And then you can see that all, like, God put all these wise people in your life to really love on you and to say that we're willing to, like, financially support you and we're willing to be here for you and we're willing to counsel you and we're willing to walk this with you no matter what it looks like. And then you ignored their advice. And then you claimed you were following their advice when really you were manipulating it to your own ends on your own timetable. And then you figured out a way to slander all of them and devalue them and blame them. I mean, it's just hard, you know? I remember, like, the conversation we had today, like, I was so confused what you were talking about. Aaron was smirking at me and Allison was taking my children away. And now that I've thought back and I remember that that was the day that you did something really scary to me in church. We all didn't know if you were bringing the kids to missional community because you hadn't communicated it. But I was scared to ask you because your behavior was so erratic. And I was just going, well, I don't know, maybe he's going
to
wait. And
always brought them to missional
community. I know, but you were really erratic that day. But anyways, you got there, I saw your truck pull up, and I ran and I locked myself in the bathroom. Like, that was my instinct, to run and lock myself in the bathroom. And that was a reasonable action based on your behavior that morning. And so I would not be shocked if Allison's instinct was to help the kids make that transition so that they wouldn't be confused about why mommy wasn't there and so that I wouldn't be forced to be in direct contact with you. I mean, that is a reasonable, loving, maternal thing for a fellow mama to do after seeing what I had been through that morning. And if Aaron was there, I would not be shocked if his goal was to just make sure that you didn't come after me. But I don't see why you should, like, represent to people that your church wasn't there for you when you were upset just because they love your wife and your kids enough to protect us. Those are the kind of people you want in your life. Those are the kind of people you can lean on.
All I can tell you, honey, is I'll continue to defer to you until it kills me. And
yeah?
Yeah.
Because the things I'm saying don't actually make sense to you?
No, they don't. Doesn't make sense to me that anybody in our church would think that I'm capable of hurting anyone ever. It doesn't.
But you're ignoring, like, the actual behaviors that you've been doing.
I'm not ignoring them.
I mean, yeah, you are. You're trying to paint a picture of them as being irrational, like they just came up with the idea that you're dangerous out of thin air.
I'm talking to you, and I'm saying that I will defer to you till the ends of the earth, until it kills me.
Yeah, I know, but it would also be helpful for your own...
seeing a therapist as often as I can, and... I will continue to do it.
Yeah.
Don't know how to lay my life down more than that.
Well, that's not true. Like, you just showed me that you're capable of saying that you weren't respecting communication boundaries. That means you were also capable of doing that earlier this afternoon.
What communication boundaries?
I had said that I wasn't comfortable talking to you without a third party present. That was back in September. I had said that you should only communicate with me through our family wizard. That was in October.
You've been talking on the phone for months now.
No, when I brought up that you had stalked me into the hallway, I was trying to give context to the events of that day that would have caused our church to be fearful of you. And you went through a whole litany of defensive tactics to try to twist the whole thing around on me for having a man in our kitchen. Like, that's definitely blame shifting. It's definitely denying what you did wrong. It's definitely making yourself seem more like the victim. It's definitely changing the subject. Like,
recall making an issue about the man in our kitchen on our phone call, but...
You did. You said, honey, you had a man in our kitchen. And I told you, like, that doesn't make sense. I told you that Ted might, you know, believe that about me because he doesn't know me, but you know
that
anybody... Huh?
Doesn't know about that.
I know. I'm just saying, I'm saying anybody who knows me would immediately, like, be able to look at you and see that if you have suspicions about me, then you've clearly gone off the deep end. That's, you know what I mean? By knowing Aaron Dufault and thinking that Erin Dufault is getting involved with another man while she's still married to Dustin Dufault. Like, whoever you are, if you actually know Erin and you're thinking and feeling that, then you have just gone off the deep end. You are cuckoo.
Okay, honey, I guess that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm cuckoo, and I will defer to you. That's what you're asking of me. I'm agreeing.
Okay. What if my first order of business when you defer to me is that I want you to defer to Erin Bell? What?
Want me to ask Erin Bell to find me an apartment?
I'm saying that if Erin texted you out of the blue a link to an apartment and said, I think you should apply here. Then your response would be, this is a person who understands my situation and loves me and has excellent judgment. I'm going to apply there. And then follow through and thank him. Is that something you could do without having to devalue him?
Sure.
And what if my second order of business would be for you to defer to CA?
Great.
Would you be able to cope with that if CA told you something different than Erin told you?
When do you want me to follow then?
You would have to say I'm confused because Erin gave me this other counsel. Could the three of us get together this week to kind of sort out what the best path is?
Okay.
Is that something you think you could do?
I will try. How do I know if that's what you want?
What do you mean? I just told you. Okay?
What was that? What was it?
What happened?
Somebody chased a cat. I couldn't tell what it was. What picture? So is this after he was told not to do it anymore? That's so sick.
You gotta text that to me.
One of the patients caught an alligator.
And
mm-hmm.
One of the patients
yeah.
pulled an alligator out of the pond with their bare hands.
Yeah.
And the, like, senior medical director of the whole place came out and saw him do it. And he didn't have a phone to take a picture, so the kid admitted he had his phone and got his picture taken with the alligator. Got his phone taken away.
Wait. Was the guy wanting to take the picture because he was impressed, or was he wanting to take the picture because he was mad and needed it for punitive reasons?
No, because he was impressed.
Jeez.
He also got told not to touch the alligators anymore.
Okay. Florida man.
He's from Montana, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that.
Also saw him try and catch a scorpion. Funny guy. Want me to have my mother have me stay here.
What?
You want me to have my mother have me stay here.
Probably not. No.
I feel suicidal a lot. I don't know how
yeah.
I'm going to manage that very well.
Well, you're saying that, and what you're saying is that you feel hopeless. But you haven't been doing any... like planning, right?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you do. Thing I don't know is a way that you've, you know, built a habit of lying over the years, because it's easy to say I don't know.
I guess it depends on what you mean by planning. Night I went and talked to Neil Houghton.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the kids and I told them how much I loved them and I told them all their good qualities and I told them
how important it was for them to look after each other and to serve God. And I told them that I was very sick and very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I recorded it all.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it on my phone for them. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't know that I'm safe out by myself, or I wouldn't be here right now.
Right, but that I'm... You didn't actually have any method in mind to harm yourself.
Got, like, 100 methods in mind to harm myself.
You think so?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that the important thing is that you not be alone?
I don't know.
And that you know how to ask for help when you need it?
I don't know. I know that in here.
What?
I don't know. I don't know if that would help.
You don't know if what would help?
Knowing how to ask for help if I need it. Is and that.
It just seems like you've shown that you can do that.
Unless I choose not to.
But you have, you can just make that choice now.
Don't think that's how it works, honey.
I believe in you. You are incredibly capable of following through with what you say you'll do. And you can say that when I need help, I'm gonna phone a real friend.
I don't have any real friends.
You have real friends, Dustin.
You're assuming that I would be inclined to call one.
Kevin, yeah. He loves you.
I would not be inclined to call Kevin.
But you know he loves you.
Don't know that, but even if he does, that doesn't mean that I'm going to call him.
He loves you.
I would. At any rate, what do you think I should leave here at the end of the week?
What did Ted say?
I don't know.
Okay. The only thing is,
to me, I think he's afraid to be prescriptive, because if I kill myself, then he'd be on him. And I think that he'll say that he could justify it clinically if I want to stay.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to say, you can go.
Right. But realistically, nobody can stay there forever.
Right. I don't know, today was seriously thinking that he might have to commit me. So
he was.
I don't know that they're. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. Maybe they really won't let me go, or maybe they'll send me to the hospital here.
Yeah. Well, now the only weird thing, though, is you talk about doubling your dosage, which I don't know if you were already on low dosage or if you're talking about taking, like, normal dosage and doubling it.
No, I think it's – I think I was at the bottom of the
okay.
dosage, and this is not the top. It's normal.
Okay. Something more normal. So is there anything that you're
– like, observe me while I'm on that level, and then – I don't know.
Is there anything?
I think you could double it again if, you know, you could add 20 milligrams, add 20 milligrams.
Sure. But what is she
anticipating? And part of that's the game with them.
What is she anticipating is going to happen from this next change?
I don't know. Probably hoping I won't kill myself. I don't know. You two would like each other. You two could
not. You tell her that?
I think so.
Okay.
I think she thinks not, but...
What? Why do you say that?
Because she only gets, like... I talk to her, like, at the most 10 minutes at a time, so it's not like
uh-huh.
she... Really,
I know, but you said you say you would like my wife, and she says, I don't think so.
No, she didn't say that. I just think that she thinks that.
Okay.
She's the one that wants to take my phone away and stuff.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Like, she perceives that I'm causing your symptoms, and she's trying to get your symptoms to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she
we would like each other. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
You went to JU. Did I tell you that?
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten. Well, I'd love to be her best friend, but I'm not quite sure exactly how to cross that bridge.
Anyways, I think Megan has the best of intentions, but there's a little bit of a subcontext of, oh, we changed your meds, now it makes sense for you to stay here kind of thing going on. That in mind.
And you're out of pocket with all your expenses here, right? Because you don't have, like, insurance or anything like that?
Right.
And is there a generic?
Edison, yeah. That's what I'm on.
Okay.
Jeff's calling me right now.
Feels like you have to answer because he's paying for your stay.
Yeah. I just call I just call him back, but I am gonna.
Sure.
I should probably go soon.
Yeah. It's just. I just hate that dynamic for you.
It's genuine. I'm thankful for what he did. Plus, it's his birthday.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm... I didn't mean that. I mean, it's good for you to look at your relationships and the people around you and evaluate them for what they are and who you can really trust, not who has the most money. Or is giving you the most money.
I value him for money, honey.
Huh?
I don't value him because of the money. I value him because he cares about me. He didn't have to do that for me.
I know. I know. I'm
a, surprised that he cares about me that much.
I know.
Dude, that is the truth.
I didn't mean it like that, Buzz. I meant, like, your mom.
I know. She's going to lose it.
She's, she will stalk you, lecture you. And, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, there's a little bit of, like, an implied responsibility that you now have to her to... give her all the updates, and she feels like she has a right to tell you to.
She can tell me all she wants, but I've been pushing back.
Yeah. That's pretty stressful. I know.
It is beyond stressful.
That's my point. Like, I don't know if that's the best place to be spending your energy right now. Is fighting with the people you don't trust. Like, I really think you should just lean into the people who you can trust. You were saying you have to go because you have to call Jeff?
Well, there's that, but also it's my friend's last day and he's sitting here. not doing anything. I feel bad. I feel like I should spend time with him.
Ooh, I don't know which one it is.
Both.
All right, if I call you back, can you answer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to call Jeff here.
You'll call him first?
I'm going to call him now.
So if I call you soon, you might not answer?
No, but I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
All right, bye.